Welcome to a special bonus episode of Becoming a Geek Leader. Today, I want to talk about technology. Thanks for joining me. This episode of Becoming a Geek Leader is sponsored by the Geek to Great 101 course. We all want to grow our skills and improve the work we do, but who has time for that? In this online blended learning program, you and your team will gain practical skills in topics like time management, dealing with difficult people, improving communication, and so much more. Train your whole team for less than $500. Each lesson is 30 minutes or less, so it fits right into your current team meeting schedule. Find more information and get immediate access to your first free lesson at brighthillgroup.com/helpinggeeks. That's brighthillgroup.com/helpinggeeks so that you can get access to the Geek to Great 101 course. Welcome to the Becoming a Geek Leader podcast. My name is Tom Cooper. As a geek, I'm on a mission to figure out better ways to lead others at work and at home. Through the Becoming a Geek Leader podcast, I'm sharing what I'm learning so I can help make you more effective at leading people too. Ready? In today's episode of Becoming a Geek Leader, I want to talk about technology. Now, what I'm going to be sharing with you is the story about our Christmas and an experiment we did with a new piece of technology called a Raspberry Pi. I'm looking forward to sharing it with you, and I'm glad to have you be a part of it.
Tech segment.
In the tech segment, Tom talks about tools, processes, and theory related to agile, projects, systems, and more.
Now, one of the things that has happened to me in my career is the farther I got moved up the chain, the less geeky I became. In fact, the more responsibility you have for people and projects, the less likely you are to actually be the smartest person in the room when it comes to any given technology. And this really resonates with me because as I moved ahead in my career, I found myself doing less and less hands-on geek work. Now, I enjoy doing some geeky things, and I like to try and keep my hand in it, even though I'm not involved day-to-day doing that sort of thing. So recently I've been participating in some IoT events, Internet of Things events. There's a local meetup here in Charlotte, and I've been involved in a couple of different projects doing some hands-on activities with internet-connected devices like the Electric Imp, or the particle spark controllers, or Arduinos, and a single board computer like the Raspberry Pi. This bonus episode is all about my family's adventures with a Raspberry Pi. Now, I mentioned that I'm not very geeky anymore, and I know this, but back in the 90s, I spent almost a decade running Linux at home. I started with a distribution that came on two floppies. There were 1.2 meg floppies. It was the SLS distribution out of the UK. And then I moved on to Linux on Sun hardware. I ran Red Hat on a Spark ELC for a while. And along the line, I ran Red Hat, Whitebox, Debian, Ubuntu. I ran a bunch of different distributions based on the type of geeky projects I was doing. And I ran it at home as my primary desktop operating system. I ran it at work. I used Linux for tons of things at work, and I gotta tell you, I really enjoyed it a lot. Really, this episode is entirely a tech segment. Now, for those of you who are new to IoT or the Internet of Things, a Raspberry Pi is a complete computer on a single board. It has the same CPU as the iPhone, and it has the latest model of the Raspberry Pi includes a gigabyte of RAM and four USB ports, an HDMI port, an Ethernet port, onboard audio, and a slot for a micro SD card. Now, this little computer is really cool. There's a version of Windows that runs on it, and there are lots of Linux options. Did I mention that you can buy this computer on a single board for just $35? Yeah, really cool stuff. My sons and I came across the Raspberry Pi in Make magazine. Now, if you haven't checked out Make magazine, let me encourage you to check it out. It is filled with all sorts of geeky and fun projects. My son was really excited about the idea of building his own tablet computer out of a Raspberry Pi. Now, that one, the learning curve seemed pretty steep on, and so we decided not to move forward with that particular one. But we did like the idea of having that kind of general-purpose computer to play with. And as I mentioned, we got some hands-on playing with them at a local IoT meetup, and we got excited about using one to build an old-school video game console. You can get emulators that will let you play some of the games you played 20, 30 years ago on this technology. Really fun, and I thought my boys would really enjoy it. So by the time I bought the power adapter and I got the case and various parts, including the old school controllers upgraded to USB, it was just under $100. And that was everything to get the game console up and running. Now, my boys and I had talked about this, and we were all interested in playing with this project, but I didn't tell them we were going to go through with it. It was a Christmas surprise. And I want to share with you their reaction from opening the box.
Raspberry Pi! Nice!
Like
we're making
pie
a pie!
Oh, I thought it was
Raspberry Pi case.
This is delicious!
16 SD adapter, micro SD. We got nano USB adapter, Wi-Fi, SNES controller, awesome!
Oh, nice!
Shoulder buttons.
Getting back to now, it's Christmas night, and the boys and I started working on setting up the new system. Now, the hardware installation was pretty easy. We just took the single board computer, plopped it in the case, tightened a couple of screws, and we were pretty much done. I got a USB Wi-Fi adapter and the power adapter for it, and it was really ready to go. But here's the thing. I've heard it said that Linux is only free if your time is worth nothing. If nothing else, this project was a reminder of why normals don't set this stuff up at their house.
Ugh. It's in your downloads directory. See, if I log in as me, I don't want to download that dumb thing again. Let me go. This is a pain. See, you got to really geeky to make this stuff work.
We worked to download several different OS images for the Raspberry Pi. And it was a challenge just to get the OS copied to the SD card in the right file format. Because, of course, the desktop computer I use today doesn't speak natively the file format that Linux needs on the mini SD card. Yikes.
Wait until SD card be unmounted. Don't remove.
Okay. How long is that going to take?
I don't know. It seems like it's having some difficulty writing the data to the disk. I guess we could try the other adapter.
We'd had many fits and starts in the process of getting this installed, and a half hour later, my oldest son gives a debrief to my wife on our current status.
Hi, we're still working on the computer project. We should have been done by now, but there was a mistake.
Problems?
Yeah. Who knew there would be technical issues related to technology?
The problem is we're using free software that it's free because people made it, like on the internet made it. They made it, and they just made a file for us to download. Someone made something themselves, and we are downloading it. But that's not it. That has more mistakes than Apple would have.
Right.
Versus that, so
more work.
Yeah,
for you
too. If we can even figure out how to get it to work at all. So right now we got a broken copy, basically.
Right now what?
We got a broken copy.
Broken.
And basically, since Mac runs the Mac kind of programming, it doesn't. You know, we're trying to get that. We need programming for the computer to work, for the Pi computer to work, but we need to get that through a Mac. And the only problem is, Mac speaks a different language than it, so it doesn't understand it. So we have to download something to download that and blah, 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 blah.
Translate?
Yeah, so there's a lot of moving parts that can go wrong. It's complex.
As the evening got later and later and later, eventually we ran out of gas, and what I ended up doing was sending the kids to bed and kicked off a download of a completely different OS image. it took several downloads, and we had to switch to a BitTorrent client to download the particular thing that we were trying to get to. And finally, after a ton of retries, we got the OS copied to the micro SD card so the Raspberry Pi could boot up. The next day, I was able to get the Noobs installer to run, and we booted up the computer for the first time. While we were waiting for the installation to complete, we decided we needed to look up exactly how to log into this computer once we got it running.
All right, let's see if we can find how to install MAME or PyPlay on Raspbian.
All right, okay, two separate tabs on that.
Okay, so the default user is Pi with the password Raspberry.
Don't tell it here. People will hear this and then hack into our account. It's awful.
The default password on the Raspbian installation.
Finally, at long last, the installation completed and the system restarted. We watched our Raspberry Pi start up.
OS installed successfully. Cool. All right, click OK. Now we're seeing a boot screen with a whole bunch of text streaming by.
See, start file system check. Okay, so it's doing a system check. I would like to read this all, but I don't.
Basically, it's showing every single step in the boot process. Every little thing that it does, it's telling you, hey, I'm doing this, I'm doing this, I'm doing this, I'm doing this. Now it's switching from text mode to graphical mode.
We'll figure it out right now.
Well, and we could buy another flash card too.
That's true.
To, you know, to do something different.
Oh, so like one card, it's like putting in different video games into the console, only instead of putting different video games, you're putting into different programs.
Different operating system.
Yeah.
With entirely different configuration.
Different computers, basically.
I mean, what would be interesting is each kid could have their own flash card, right? That's mini SD.
That's true.
You could plug that sucker in.
You don't need a user. You just need
your own little flash card. Shove that sucker in and make it work.
I mean, right. We'd be such a geeky family. Mommy, where's my SD card?
Yeah.
We had a working version of Linux, but not a game console, at least not yet. So it turns out that we had to upload files into the right location, and that turned out to not quite be so easy.
/home/pi/.advance.
We spent even more time fiddling around with this, and really, I mean, even at this point, we don't have all the nerdy bits worked out to get the emulator doing what we want it to do. But there has been a bright spot, because the Raspberry, the Raspbian image for the Raspberry Pi actually had a copy of Minecraft already installed. Now, Minecraft is a game my kids have only played at their friends' houses. Check this out.
Holy cow. Is that what I think it is, Joel?
That's Minecraft. Who knew it would find its way into our household?
I can remove it.
Even my daughter got fired up about a copy of Minecraft running at our house.
Whoa, Minecraft! It's Minecraft!
Whoa, calm down.
Why are you so excited about Minecraft?
I love Minecraft!
Yeah. She likes building stuff.
Yeah, I like to play Minecraft. But the problem is I can only play it at Caitlin's house because we don't have Minecraft.
We're still working out the details about playing old school games. It's definitely been an adventure. Along the path, we've been learning about hardware and OS installation, configuration, and setup. And boy, we've learned a lot of things that don't work. We've had a lot of fun, and I hope to be able to provide an update in a future episode about some of the things we've achieved, some of the things we've learned, and how we've been able to get things working. And that's today's tech segment. Thanks for joining me for this bonus Christmas tech episode of Becoming a Geek Leader. Tune in next time for episode 4 to hear about dealing with difficult people. Thanks for listening to this episode of Becoming a Geek Leader. You can play a part in helping the podcast to grow. If you enjoyed it, please do me a favor. The way to get the podcast to grow is for you to go to iTunes and give it a rating. If enough of you give me a good rating in iTunes, this podcast will show up in their new and noteworthy section. Being new and noteworthy is a great way to attract more listeners, and having more listeners helps me have the support to keep the podcast going. There are three simple steps to giving me a rating. One, go to the iTunes store in the podcast section. Two, search for Becoming a Geek Leader. And three, give the podcast a great rating. And while you're there, why not write a quick review as well? Thanks. This is Tom Cooper. Thanks for listening. Be sure to join me next time for another episode of Becoming a Geek Leader. Join me in my mission of discovering better ways to lead others at work and at home.